Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on this Thursday. I think it's Thursday the 28th. The reason why I say I think it's Thursday is because, as I mentioned to you last evening, I've been down with a cold for the last couple days and spent most of today, like most of yesterday, in bed, but I have a bit of a voice and my mind is relatively clear. Probably because I haven't been taking any over-the-counter drugs, relying instead on ginger tea and peppermint tea and garlic. I'm sure my breath is going to be just wonderful the next couple days. I have to amend that. I have taken a few aspirin, folks, with some hesitation. I don't even like to take aspirin. But believe me, as I always say here in this program, I am a big believer in natural remedies, and I visited the spice shelf at the store today to pick up to get some thyme and to get more ginger. Plus, I did manage to squeeze in a nice meal this afternoon. I didn't see any crooked congressmen, at least none that I know of, in any of the restaurant I ate in, but it's always a possibility. Well, quite a few things in the news. Nothing big, nothing particularly exciting, but, you know, if you heard the show last evening, I predicted that the press would be full of hosannas to the now-deceased William F. Buckley, Jr. And, you know, they went on and on and on. Listen to this. This one I have to read to you. This is just so much. So, listen to this. People, this is from the New York Times. This is so rich. This is just so typical. People of many political stripes came to see Buckley's life as something of an art form. From racing through city streets on a motorcycle to a quixotic campaign for mayor of New York to voicing startling opinions like favoring the decriminalization of marijuana. He was often described as a liberal's favorite conservative, blah, 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 blah. Can you believe that, folks? Okay, William F. Buckley's life is something of an art form. He drove a motorcycle. I've had friends that have driven motorcycles. I haven't had any friends that have run for mayor of New York. But, I mean, you know, this is the kind of crap that we've seen about this Trotskyite CIA man. Now, here, this is kind of funny. This is from the New York Times. Totally incorrect. They quote Hugh Kenner. I've never heard of him, but they say he's a biography of Ezra Pound and a frequent contributor to National Review. That's Buckley's magazine. He says Bill was responsible for rejecting the John Birch Society and the other kooks who passed off anti-Semitism or some such as conservatism. Well, I don't know of anyone in their right mind who would ever say the John Birch Society could be ranked alongside anyone who was anti-Semitic. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. The guy goes on to say, without Bill, there probably would be no respectable conservative movement in this country. The key word there is respectable, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't quite get that word out with this bit of a cough that I have. But, you know, reading about William F. Buckley is enough to make you wretch. In any case, the fact is, as I pointed out, Buckley was hardly anything other than a traitor to traditional American conservatism, as we know it, traditional American nationalism. No friend of conservatives. He did everything he could to undermine conservatism. Oh, I could go on about him forever. Stay tuned for the break, folks.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Well, isn't this interesting? Isn't this interesting? John McCain, former POW in Vietnam, and just for the sake of argument, we will accept the official story that John McCain was indeed a hero, that he was not some sort of traitor, that he didn't give up secret information, that he didn't get special privileges. A lot of rumors swirling around that area, folks. A lot of rumors there. Some of them may be true, some of them may be half true, but for the sake of argument, let's just accept the fact that John McCain was indeed a stellar model POW from an American point of view, that he was a hero. Okay, we're accepting that for the sake of argument. But what we do know, folks, is that since John McCain has been back here in the United States, he has done nothing but stand in the way of the other POWs, with the exception of a handful who remain his friends for reasons known only to them. McCain has stood in the way of the POW and MIA families. But, you know, this is what's funny about this, folks. We've been hearing about this Vicky Eisman, the Washington lobbyist who may or may not have been John McCain's mistress, and I really don't give a damn whether she was or not. But it's very interesting. This lobbyist, Vicky Eisman, at one point represented in Washington the International Coalition for Missing Israeli Soldiers. Now, what's interesting is that the House of Representatives passed legislation requiring the Secretary of State to raise the issue of these of three missing Israeli soldiers, by the way, folks. We're not talking lots of missing Israelis. Three missing Israeli soldiers. The legislation required the Secretary of State to raise this issue with Middle Eastern governments and to urge the President of the United States to take this all into account. Well, guess what, folks? John McCain, who did everything he could to stand in the way of serious investigations of the fate of U.S. POWs and MIAs, he sponsored a Senate version of the bill demanding action on three missing Israeli soldiers. Now, if that doesn't go to show you what a scumbag John McCain is, what a traitor he is, that's proof that John McCain is a traitor, ladies and gentlemen. That's proof that John McCain is a hypocrite. Forget everything else you've heard about John McCain. Those can be discounted as rumors. They can be disputed by people at some point. There are those who will say that we can't put ourselves in the place of someone who's being held as a prisoner of war, but the fact is we do know that here on American soil, we know from the mouths and writings of POWs and POW families and from MIA families, we do know what John McCain has done. There's a book that's coming out from American Free Press very, very shortly by Sergeant John Holland, who's been in the forefront of the POW-MIA inquiries, and Father Pat Bascio. They've got a lot about John McCain and what he's done to disrupt the investigations into the POWs and the MIAs, but here we find John McCain, one of 14 original co-sponsors of a bill that his friend, Vicky Eisman, the lobbyist, got introduced into Congress. Isn't that interesting, folks? I mean, what more proof do you need? I keep telling you, folks, once John McCain gets that Republican nomination, once he gets that Republican nomination, there's going to be a lot of good people, probably people even in the Patriot movement, probably people listening to this show right now, I'm sorry to say, people are going to fall in line and say, we've got to get John McCain in there because why Hillary Clinton and or Barack Obama will turn us into a communist police state. That's a sorry thing, folks, but that's exactly what it comes down to. Hard to believe. Well, you know, weeks ago I talked about the appearance of the Obama and the Jews controversy that began to appear in Jewish newspapers, finally made the cover of Newsweek, and now it makes the Washington Post once again. Obama is reassuring Jewish voters. He rebuffs challenges on his Israel stance. What's very interesting about this, they quote Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. Foxman, in typical fashion, says, as far as I'm concerned, this issue is behind us. But with the Internet, as all Jews should know, these things have a half-life. They just keep going. In other words, Foxman is going to say that it's the Internet that's responsible for attacks on Barack Obama by Jews who don't like some of his positions on the Middle East. Isn't that interesting, folks, when Jewish people and Christians who support Israel line up in criticism of Barack Obama and circulate emails and play up, as the Forward newspaper did, that the idea that Obama was indeed at one point in his life a Muslim, even though Obama said that he was not. Again, the most respected Jewish newspaper in America putting this out there. Abe Foxman says, it's the Internet. Well, you know, folks, I'm telling you, there's something interesting, something damned interesting going on here. I don't know exactly what it is, but then again, I pretty much laid it all out as to the basics of what it is, and it's interesting, nonetheless. Well, again, we hear information about 120 pages of information about the crimes of Bill and Hillary Clinton that were deleted from a so-called Barrett report. Well, Senators Dick Durbin, Byron Dorgan and John Kerry, of course, John Kerry being the 2004 Democratic presidential nominee, they were the guys who buried this information. It's interesting. This information came out peripherally in an investigation of misconduct against the Henry Cisneros, who was Bill Clinton's first Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And in the course of that investigation, evidently the investigators in Congress discovered all sorts of crap about the Clintons, which was immediately suppressed. Well, this doesn't come to my surprise or to the surprise of most people. Even Clinton admirers, I've heard Clinton admirers brag about the skill, the manipulative skill of the Clintons, how they get away with things. It always amazes me that people have admired Bill and Hillary Clinton for that. Well, it's interesting. This guy Mark Goodman is writing in the Washington Times today, bashing the New York Times for not having reported about this file on the Clintons, so to speak. Well, folks, I think there's a good reason for that. You know, if Hillary Clinton gets the Democratic presidential nomination, if she gets it, this is something that can be held over her should she be elected president, and I don't think she's going to get the Democratic nomination. Then, again, on the other hand, it can be used against her in the general election campaign. And, of course, I don't think it's any surprise to any of you to know that the New York Times likes to play a major part in our presidential election process, and certainly does play a major part in the presidential election process. But the fact is, and I've written about this in my new book, The Golem, elaborating on some things I had previously written about in this regard, if you look at it very carefully, back during the Lewinsky affair and all of those investigations that were going on surrounding the Clintons, it was the New York Times that was the primary source of leaks damaging to the Clintons. Now, that doesn't quite go along with the standard theory prevalent among many patriots, nationalists, conservatives, freedom lovers, Ron Paulites, I don't know what you want to call yourself. Doesn't matter what you call yourself. In any case, many people are convinced that the mass media has promoted the Clintons. Well, you know, my answer to that is, if the mass media has promoted the Clintons, why did we hear about Monica Lewinsky? Why did we hear about Whitewater? Well, some of you are out there saying, well, it was because of those good Republican senators that took them on. Well, then again, folks, these good Republican senators left out a lot too. So it's kind of a when you start getting into the Democrat versus Republican, liberal versus conservative thing, you get yourself between a rock and a hard place because, like I keep saying, those labels really don't mean very much. Don't mean very much at all. But needless to say, I'm sure there's a lot more on the Clintons that we've never heard about that's being held under wraps when it's necessary. Well, we have Ralph Nader talking about getting into the presidential race. I don't know what to say about Ralph Nader. The reason why I say I don't know what to say about Ralph Nader is because I'm beginning to think that he's becoming irrelevant, and I'm not sure he's going to play any part that is constructive as far as a presidential campaign is concerned. Well, we are going to the break here, folks. When we come back, we'll talk more about that and a couple other items. If you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, folks, welcome back. Get your pen and paper handy here in a moment. I'm going to give you a toll-free number. Well, it appears to be a toll-free number. It's an 888 number, and 888 always sounds like toll-free to me. It's an 888 number where you can get a free packet available to all RBN listeners. This packet comes from one of our sponsors. The Bible Says. This packet has free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and much more. This will provide you some answers to what's happening if you're looking for those answers. Request packet F, F as in free, when you call this toll-free number, 888-211-1715. Toll-free number again is 888-211-1715. Regarding this matter of Ralph Nader's impending possible presidential campaign, it's kind of interesting. Douglas Bloomfield, a former official of AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, has come out with a convoluted article. Really sounds like a conspiracy theorist article, and I know we don't like conspiracy theories. I'll tell you what, it's so convoluted, it sounds like one of the crazy conspiracy theories cooked up by Helga Brand Kaskel and her husband Christopher Berlin and that other partner of theirs in that winsome threesome, Queen Eric Hufschmidt. What's interesting is, yes, it's that convoluted, folks, if you can imagine that. Bloomfield says that until Nader injected the issue of Obama's position on Israel into the campaign, it wasn't an issue at all. Well, that's not true. That's not true, but what he's saying, he says, is that Nader may actually be helping Obama by accusing him of being too pro-Israel and too pro-business to be the liberal Nader prefers. You see, Nader, who is an Arab American and who has been an outspoken critic of Israel in recent years, Nader has said that Obama has basically switched his position, that he was pro-Palestinian when he was in the Illinois Senate, but then when he went national, went to the Senate, the U.S. Senate, and now running for president, that he's become pro-Israel. Well, Mr. Bloomfield and some others have actually begun to suggest that really Ralph Nader is some sort of Republican hitman working to undermine Barack Obama. Well, it's interesting. I'm not even going to speculate on it, folks, because there's no proof of that one way or the other. But actually, on the other hand, you know, well, I'm not even going to go any further on that. You know, it's a kind of thing that's really ripe for all sorts of crazy interpretations, and God knows we see enough crazy interpretations on the internet, and they do take a life of their own, as Abe Foxman did indeed say, I hate to say, correctly. Well, since he's died, I've mentioned Tom Lantos on this program more than I ever mentioned him when he was alive. He's the famous Holocaust survivor, the only Holocaust survivor, they say, ever elected to Congress. Well, they finally bring it out in Washington Jewish Week. They call it Tom Lantos and the Jewish and Mormon Question. Turns out this great Holocaust survivor and this stalwart advocate for Jewish interests, his wife, Annette, also a Holocaust survivor, and his daughters, Katrina and Annette, were Mormons. Well, this is something, according to Washington Jewish Week, the question of Lantos' faith had long presented a dilemma. Questions of taste and fears of Lantos' notorious wrath kept it from being asked aloud while he lived. In other words, it was kind of a sticky situation for one of the big-shot Jews in Congress to be married to a Jewish woman who converted to Mormonism and then who raised their two daughters in the Mormon faith. But isn't it interesting that it's okay to discuss it here in Washington Jewish Week? Well, what's interesting is that, and this is very interesting for those of you who get into the questions of religion and theology, Mrs. Lantos, the Mormon lady, says that her husband embraced the finality of death while she focused on the eternal life that her church preaches. Well, those of you who like to try to figure out if Judaism and Christianity are one and the same, which I don't happen to believe they are, will recognize the fact that Lantos, who was a devout Jew, believed that death was final, and that is the Jewish teaching. Whereas the Christian teaching, as most of us know, is that there is an afterlife. So remember, the next time you run into one of your Christian Zionist friends, and they start preaching to you about Judeo-Christianity, hit them with that. Hit them right between the eyes, because it really just goes to show you there could be no greater difference. Well, Hillary Clinton was briefly in trouble because a prominent Hispanic lawyer in the Dallas area said that Obama's problem is that he happens to be black. Well, Hillary will not denounce that comment. She said, you know, this is a free country. People get to express their opinions. Now, I'll bet you, if Adelpha Calejo, prominent Hispanic lawyer, had said that Joe Lieberman's problem is that he happens to be Jewish, Hillary Clinton would have fired this old 84-year-old lawyer. Just a thought, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to the break. We have some callers when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have some callers lined up here, and I am going to go to them momentarily. But I really cannot resist sharing this other tribute to Bill Buckley with you. His magazine, I don't know who wrote this, says the magazine, Bill's First Love, could not contain his titanic energy. He taped a weekly television show, Firing Line, wrote three elegant and learned columns a week, lectured across the country and the world, produced more than 50 books, both fiction and nonfiction, played the harpsichord and the piano, sailed the Atlantic and Pacific, and once even ran for mayor of New York, mostly as a didactic exercise. Oh, come on, folks. The guy was worth a couple hundred million dollars. He could have the time to tape a weekly television show and write three elegant and learned columns a week. Hell, for years I wrote three elegant and learned columns a week, and I've lectured across the country and the world. I haven't produced 50 books, and I can't play the harpsichord and the piano. Buckley can sail the Atlantic and Pacific because he was rich enough to afford a yacht. Anyway, the point being, folks, that this guy Buckley, I was going to call him something that I can't call him on the air. All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go to the callers here. And actually, we have two callers that we lost last night at the last minute. I'm going to go directly to them. We have Henry from Connecticut. Henry, we lost you last night. Are you there? Henry? Henry, are you there? Well, We lost Henry last night, and it looks like we're going to lose Henry again. I'm giving him a shot. Henry. Henry. Well, we're not going to get Henry tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be very surprised if we don't get the next one, though. We lost him last night. Jim from Texas.
Hello, Mike.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what happened to Henry. I fear for his safety, perhaps, but I don't know.
That
but
happens
anyhow,
with Henry a lot. We get him on board, and then we try to bring him up, and then we just lose him. I don't know. Maybe he's calling from a cell phone or something.
He could be calling from a Jewish telephone.
Well, I tell you what, with the technology they have, they can interfere in any telephone, Jewish or not.
I think they'd probably cut me off before they would Henry if that was the case, but that's neither here nor there. Mike, I'm uncertain tonight. I want to nominate you for two awards, and I don't know which, Mr. Naivete or the Pollyanna of the Year. I don't know which to nominate you with.
I would like you to explain why I'm eligible for nomination for either of those inestimable awards.
Because you started your show off talking about McCain sponsoring this bill to look into the whereabouts of these two or three Israeli soldiers, okay? McCain would co-sponsor a bill and it would be, or would sponsor a bill and be co-sponsored by both Hillary and Obama to look into the whereabouts of a Jewish IDF soldier that sprained his knee climbing over a pile of corpses of Palestinian toddlers. And they would demand immediate reparations for that IDF soldier, okay? This is the way the system works.
Yeah, but you know, Jim, as much as we know that that's the way the system works, you know, there are so many, I was getting ready to say idiotic, and I don't want to use that term for our fellow Americans because it's not a matter of idiocy.
I'll use it gladly. Because
so many people, I guess, are so unaware of, you know, well, I mean, just what it comes back to on the issue of John McCain. Let's look at it clinically here.
All right.
The average person in this country, what they know about John McCain, if they know anything, is that he was a prisoner of war. And in our culture, in our pro-war culture, which unfortunately that's exactly what it is, that is seen as a good and heroic thing. Okay, that having been said, the fact is then that the average person, if they knew that there was action on Capitol Hill on behalf of POWs and MIAs, their natural thought would be, oh, well, I'll bet you John McCain is a big advocate for them. Well, in this case, as we found out here tonight, John McCain is an advocate for Israeli POWs and MIAs, but not for American POWs and MIAs. And you see, that's where that little strange little line is crossed. That most people never get the big picture. Most people never get the whole story. And, you know, I think the average person, when they're confronted with that information, you know, their reaction is going to be, well, isn't that strange? Or what do you know about that? You know, see, that's the problem. It's
Mike,
not idiocy.
I don't think it's idiocy,
Jim. I think it's just that people are not rounded enough. People are not broad-thinking enough.
Mike, his code name was Songbird when he was in the prisoner of war camp. He sang like a canary from the time he was captured. He gave them the routes that the American fighter planes, Navy and Air Force, flew to go into North Vietnam. He gave them everything. He sung like a canary.
But you see, most people don't hear about those things. I mean, we wrote about that stuff in the Spotlight back in, I guess it was, when did he first run? In 2000. And we didn't actually get as far as we were going to go in the Spotlight because he eventually dropped out of the race. But, you know, I mean, this information about McCain has been floating around out there for years, but people don't know it. I mean, McCain has dragged around a handful of ex-POWs with him at campaign appearances, and they're the only ones. They're the only ones. I can't say they're the only ones, but let's put it this way. They are the primary ones that are supporting him, no pun intended here. So, but again, most people don't know about these things, and that's why people need to talk about these things to show McCain to be the fraud that he is.
There isn't a bigger fraud in the world, except perhaps William F. Buckley, who you started your show talking about. And as last night, you were talking about him quite a bit. But there is one thing that I've always found to be that works better than a compass, better than star shots or latitude and longitude and anything else. If the press praises them, they're evil, and if the press damns them, you better look for the good side, because that it always works.
Well, you know, Jim, I agree with you 100%. There are those who will call us cynics, but I tell you what, more often than not, that is the formula, and I think you're right about that. That's the press will make you or break you, and in this country, if the press likes you, that's not a good sign. I'm pleased to say I don't think anything has ever nice been written about me in the establishment press.
Mike, so. I think a classic example of the power the press has, from 1932, or actually from 28 on, until 1945, the American public wasn't told that their president was a worthless cripple with a bull dyke a wife who was uglier than even Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But the people didn't even know it, because the press wouldn't tell them.
Isn't that, well, there's a perfect, that's exactly a perfect example of that. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. So, you know, well, that's what we're up against. That's why American Free Press says the media is the enemy. All right, well, Jim, I got to move on here.
Okay.
It looks like Henry is back. Henry, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Henry, yeah, we lost you again.
No, I was sorry. All right, I was in the bathroom. All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Obama. On another shortwave show, it said that wasn't the same time you were on. This was after your show, like late at night. It said that he wrote a book mentioning a guy named Frank, F-R-A-N-K, like Anne Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first name, though, not last. And that Frank was like a grandfather to him or someone he looked up to or whatever. Well, it turns out Frank is Frank Davis, who was a staunch member of the American Communist Party. And also that Obama has some other secret admirer, not secret, admirer in his office, a photograph of some communist terrorist guy, supposedly, that he also looks up to. So, and I mean Marxist, I'm not talking about, you know.
Well,
people,
yeah, I'd like to know who it is. I mean, you know, it's, you know.
You never covered this in your American Free Press thing.
Wait.
About Obama and Frank Davis and
Obama. Well, I don't think American Free Press has written anything about it. This is the first time I've heard anything about it.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you know, darn it, what is the website? I'm trying to think. Oh, God, the guy gave the website out, too. Maybe I have to get back to you later on that, but I'll see if I can find it. You know, that's why I need to have my computer. But anyway, he turns out to be just as much a communist as McCain and Hillary. Now, something else about Hillary. This was from Newswatch magazine. Now, I don't support, though. I'm not into any of the Christian and religious stuff and all that stuff with the Bible and all that stuff with the prophecy and all that stuff with that. I think the Illuminati made Christianity, and I think they made the Bible, or portions of it. That's why some books are missing from it. All the magical seals and all that from the books of Moses that have the magical seals, that's left out of the Bible, but that's a part of it. They don't want to tell you, let you know that both Moses and I think the other gentleman were practicing witches, you know, and I don't mean bad witches. I mean, there's all kinds. You could be a witch on the light, you could be a witch on the dark, you know, but they practice magic, put it that way. Hillary in Newswatch magazine, they covered that Hillary had a crew in the White House who they all wore on their lapel a picture, like in the lapel pin, of V.I. Lenin. I'm not talking about John Lennon. I'm talking about the Lenin in Russia. You know, the guy with the beard, the bearded guy.
What is the source on that? I almost find that hard to believe. I'm not saying that.
What do you mean, Hillary wearing that?
That this whole crew in the White House were wearing.
Well, no, not the whole, like, the regular White House crew. She had a special crew of people who was working out with her health care thing. it may have been five people, maybe six people. It wasn't like the White House staff that, like, the chef or the normal people that take.
No,
White House.
I understand what you're saying, but right. I mean, you know, stories like that are.
It was reported. It came out a long time ago. They just recovered it in Newswatch magazine. But she, it's the one on Newswatch magazine, the issue that has, will the real Hillary stand up? It's the one with.
Okay, well, I haven't seen that. I mean, you know.
Well, I believe she did, though, because she's a communist. You know, you see, the people keep talking about this and that with social. When they say socialist, you're not talking about something kind of practical like safety nets or welfare or something like you're talking about Switzerland or. Or some stuff like they offer in Germany to protect their own, you know, German workers, or anything like that. When these guys are talking socialists, they mean Karl Marx, they mean socialism, they mean communism. You know, that's what they're talking about.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. you know, it all all these esoteric debates among these communists. I mean, it all really came down. It's very interesting. The New York Times magazine itself. And then again, it may have been the New York Review of Books. I know it was the New York Times magazine reviewing a book by Eric Brendel, said that the whole debate over communism and anti-communism was essentially a Jewish family fight.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I ever heard anything so absolutely.
I never heard that.
Yeah, that's so absolutely profound. Yeah. Yeah, I have that clipping somewhere buried in my files. It was a review of this book by Eric Brendel that came out some years ago. So yeah, I mean, I don't dispute the idea that Hillary and her staff, you know, that immediate staff, but I just kind of find it hard to believe that story never got more circulation. Now, maybe it's absolutely true.
Well, it wouldn't because, see, unless you work at the White House or someone, you meet them at the White House or something, you're not going to see it. You know, most people, they got to go through all kinds of checks and stuff to get there into the White House. And then to meet Hillary, you may have to, you know, at the time when Bill Clinton was president, you know, you have to go through a whole lot of crap, you know, and who are you and whatever. So average media may.
Oh, well, no, you're absolutely right about that.
I mean, you just let them trust you, and then they'll let you in. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna look that up. I'd like to check that out just because. But like I say, it just seems to me. Well, like I say, that's my opinion. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna look it up. I'm curious to see, you know, what the source of that is because there has to be an original source on that. Someone who had to have been there and said. I was in the White House, and I saw person A wearing this button or this
badge. No, all of them were.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Her
I'm saying,
personal staff and her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would like to know who is the person who saw it in the White House.
Yeah, all right. It was a team that was trying to put together her health care thing.
Right, I know who you say were wearing it, but I'm saying who was the person who saw the team wearing it and then came out and told who...
That's true.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to know because, I mean, you know, for years there was a story circulating about Jane Fonda on the Internet, about Jane Fonda spitting on American soldiers and things like this, and absolutely not true. But, I mean, to this day...
Well, she wouldn't do that anyway. The American soldiers, if she spit on, you know, they got guns that were supposed to fire on her, if you're talking to Vietnam. So, no, she wouldn't do that anyway. That'd be dangerous for her to do that. I do know that she was a communist, and she was, and that's another thing, too. I don't want everybody out there to believe that everybody in Hollywood, all these celebrities in Hollywood, are communists. They're not. The people that you do not see who run Universal Pictures at the very top, who you don't see, who try to boss the Hollywood stars around, that's why you got Jodie Foster making her own stuff. That's why you have Spike Lee. Well, he's a filmmaker in general, but that's why you have some of them, even like Mel Gibson. Jodie Foster has Egg Productions. She makes her own films. That's why you got some of them now. They got enough millions of dollars that some of them making their own movies. And of course, the great Robert De Niro, he's been making his own films for a long, long time. Matter of fact, he taught Jodie Foster a lot of stuff in the business as Jodie Foster was growing up. But most of the Hollywood people are not communists. What they are, though, is they're like sort of fooled by the Democratic Party.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're kind of taken in by the rhetoric,
Yeah, and do-gooders. Some of them are wising up to that now, too. Some of them also believe the Democratic Party now is controlled. Now, why is Nader getting involved and jumping in at the last minute? I don't know. I don't trust him anymore. I did vote for him in 2000 when Ricky Adams told me that he made some comment saying this country should be like, or young people, or the country should be like China. He mentioned, he did say some comment like that, Ricky told me. And I said, well, why China? I mean, why don't we be like Switzerland? What, if you're talking about certain things with technological, environmental, why not like some things like Germany or Switzerland, or even some things of Austria?
That is an odd choice, that's
yeah,
for
why
sure.
Why China, you know?
That's an odd choice. All right, Henry, listen, thanks for your call. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, our last caller of the evening when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. I may not be with you tomorrow evening. I'm not sure at this point. We're going to have to play it by ear, but we're going to wrap up this hour right now with Cage from Indiana. Cage, come on up. You have a couple minutes.
I've been looking forward to making a few comments here real quick. In regard to the Ron Paul campaign, I am extremely frustrated here. I've seen this movie before, Mike.
or non-movement, as the case may be.
It's been on TV before. I saw it just, I don't know, 8 years ago with Pat Buchanan. And you know what? Willis Cardo did a brilliant job in 2000. I don't know if you guys were still the spotlight or not, but
yeah.
He had a scathing editorial on the third-party movement. And, you know, it was right on the money. It's right on the money now, folks. You know, they have a radio station there at Ron Paul Radio, I think it's called. I encourage your listeners to check it out if they can. But, you know, I called in there the other night trying to explain, hey, Mike Huckabee, here's a guy whose goal for this month is $150,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's in Rhode Island. He's in Vermont. He's in Ohio. He's all over the map. Where's Ron? He's got $7 million frickin' dollars of our money in his pocket. I want to know what's going on.
There is a lot of frustration out there. And you know, see, that's the thing. What inspired Willis Cardo's editorial back at that time was the fact that we had done an immense amount to promote Pat Buchanan's
right.
campaign in the Republican primary, and then his third-party campaign, and then what was the result of it? Not much.
Zero. And you guys
yeah.
knew it then, too. And I'm wondering, why does an American Free Press and other groups out there, why don't they call the national campaign on this? I mean, this is obvious, man. This is a train wreck. We've seen it coming. You know, before Super Tuesday, he could have went out there. He had $15 million frickin' of our dollars, for crying out loud, okay? He could have made some kind of an impact. What do you do? He went to Wyoming, Montana. You know, he visited maybe three states in a two-month period, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I had been urging Ron Paul, you know, in the last month or so to get into it as a third party candidate, but I'm not sure that's the solution at this point. You know, if there's going to be a third party candidate of any consequence this year, it should be Ron Paul, not Ralph Nader. But
Lou Dobbs.
But we haven't seen much. We haven't seen much from Ron Paul. He says he's still in the Republican race. So where are the rest of us supposed to go?
Exactly. Hey, how about Lou Dobbs? I mean, is there a shot at that? At least he talks about immigration, for crying out loud.
I don't know enough about him, but what little I do know about him, I wouldn't trust him any further than I can.
Oh, that's not good, Mike.
That's kind of an off the top of my head remark, but you know, I don't think he's going to do it. I heard Mike Savage intends to form the American Nationalist Party after the election.
He's a fraud.
Of course he is. That's why I was trying to convey that with a little bit of satire in my voice. But you know what, Cage? There's going to be a lot of good people who are going to follow Mike Savage right over the cliff.
Right over the cliff. No
That's
doubt
right.
about it, Mike.
All right, listen, thanks for your call.
All right.
All right, folks, we're wrapping it up here. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for your patience regarding my rough little cough and voice here the last couple days. I may or may not be with you tomorrow night. Don't know right now. But in the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming here on RBN. And be sure to check out the Liberty Hour tomorrow with Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, among other good programs right here on RBN.